Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Speak On It, History and Genealogy Conversations with Janice and Sharakana. We invite you to join us on Thursdays at 8 p.m. for an engaging exchange with us and our special guest as we cover various topics regarding history, genealogy, and your personal family history stories.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight for our first podcast, Speak On It, History and Genealogy Conversations with Janice and Sharakana.
Janice and I are so thankful, and we so appreciate that Bernice is passing the baton on to us. And we look forward to sharing with you on Thursdays at 8 p.m. Tonight, we are excited to celebrate and honor Bernice Alexander Bennett for 10 years of broadcasting.
Bernice is an award-winning author, genealogist, nationally recognized guest speaker, storyteller, and producer host of the popular Research at the National Archives and Beyond Blog Talk Radio program. She is also the first recipient of the Ida B. Wells Service Award, given by the Sons and Daughters of the United States Middle Passage, for her dedication to broadcast stories about enslaved and indentured ancestors of African descent. She also received the Elizabeth Clark Afro-American Historical and Genealogical Society Genealogy Award in 2019 for original research in support of African-American genealogy. Bennett is also on the board of directors for the National Genealogical Society.
Her free podcast, Research at the National Archives and Beyond, ran for 10 years with over 420 episodes. This run featured interviews with historians, genealogists, and archivists, many of whom are authors. The podcast covered many topics ranging from genealogical resources, research strategies, family stories, and much-needed cutting-edge discussions on enslavement, DNA, free people of color, root-seeking, and interracial communications about engaging descendants of slave owners. Not only has her podcast informed listeners, but it also provided a platform for the individuals to promote their work. The podcast website is www.blogtalkradio.com/Bernice Bennett. Bernice, welcome.
Oh, hello, Janice and Sharakana, and congratulations to both of you for your new podcast, and inviting me to your inaugural show. I am just so excited for you two.
So
thank you so much. Yes, we are really excited to interview you. So I guess to get this interview started, I will start with some questions. So my first question is, what was the catalyst to start your research journey, and how long have you been researching your family history?
Well, I'm going to give you a little story because that's the way I talk, so get used to it.
Okay.
So the catalyst actually goes way back to growing up in New Orleans with a large extended family on my maternal line. Now, while my mother was the only girl with two brothers, the extended family came from my mother's father with several siblings. I think it's about 8 or 9 siblings. And my grandmother's grandmother, she had 5 siblings. So we grew up basically knowing cousins, lots of cousins, some that were third and fourth cousins. But, you know, I grew up with the word cousins and auntie. We never said great aunt. We never said first cousin once removed or anything like that. Everybody was a cousin. So I knew some of the origin of the family. I mean, when I talk about a great-grandmother that was born in 1879 and a grandmother born in 1894 to live to be almost 106 years old. So I had that family history on my maternal line. My paternal line is out of South Carolina, and my father was an only child. So no first cousins there for me. At least, I don't think so. So, no first cousins for me on that side of the family. However, my grandfather, my granddaddy, had a lot of siblings. And my grandmother had two siblings, to my knowledge, and neither one of those siblings had children. So, but my maternal great-grandmother did have siblings, and hence my father had close cousins. So when you talk about that catalyst, around 1976, mm-hmm. I was asked to share my family history at an anthropology class at Johns Hopkins University. And I was teaching at Johns Hopkins at that time. So I reached out to my mother to help me fill in the blanks concerning our family history. So I'm talking about a long time ago. That was like 40 years ago. So I've been into this. My mother sent me old pictures. And with those pictures, she shared stories about the family. So that was my catalyst. That's what got me started, and I have loved it since the day she sent me those old family pictures.
Love it, love it. Yeah, something about mm-hmm. family pictures tend to get things started. So my
yes,
next
they
question
do.
Is, and it's such a, I wish I had more family photos, but the few that I have, like I love staring at them, you know?
Yes.
So my next question is, how did you become a blog, talk, radio host and podcaster?
Okay. I was invited, just as I have invited you, Janice, on my show. I was invited to be a guest on Dr. Antoinette Harrell's show. She had a blog talk radio show called Nurturing Our Roots, and she also had a TV show. And because we're both from Louisiana and her people are from the same area in the Florida parishes where my people are from, whenever I would go home, Antoinette would invite me to be on her television show. Well, Antoinette offered me an opportunity in 2010 to practice on her platform to determine if I wanted to launch my own show, which I decided to call Research at the National Archives and Beyond. So it goes back to Antoinette talking to me and saying, why don't you try it out? And the rest is history, because it's 10 years later now, a little over 10 years later.
Wow.
Oh, wow. That's really cool how things come full circle in that way.
Isn't it, though?
So then my
yes.
Yeah. She passed it on to you, and you're passing it on to us. So then my next question would be, how would you describe your experience during the past 10 years as host and producer of Research at the National Archives and Beyond with Bernice Bennett?
Wow. You know, I really consider the last 10 years to just be fun. I had an amazing time and have learned so much from my guests and also from the listeners, because I have gone through several iterations with the show. I used to have a live chat, and I would allow people to call into the show. And as a host, I always wanted to make my guests feel comfortable, recognizing for some that it was not easy to be the center of attention for an interview. And so as a host, I prepared for each show. I prepared for the interviews. I would prepare, if someone wrote a book, I would read the entire book. For the family historians, I would, you know, I would talk to them and get a feel for who I would be interviewing. And I think that was very important, just to have some of those pre-talks. So as a host, I can tell you that I focused on a lot of the energy of the people that I would talk to, and I would listen and follow up with them just so that they would understand it was about us. The two of us, we are having a conversation. Well, you also have people listening, but you forget about those people. It's the two of us having a conversation, and that's kind of the experience I had.
So speaking of your guests, that leads me to my last question is, you know, can you tell us maybe about two or three of your most memorable guests?
Well, I can't really do that. Now, why? You want to know why? We're all memorable. I don't want to leave. I don't want to leave anybody out. Okay, but what I can tell you is that I've had what I would consider some very exciting experiences talking to the descendant of Dred Scott, or listening to Regina Mason discuss the discovery of the first fugitive slave narrative of her ancestor, William Grimes, and to hear her talk about Gina's journey and then to see it become a reality with the film that she wanted to. Or to have the O'Kellys, the black and white O'Kellys, come together and talk. I mean, these are shows that you just remember. And I remember I had this show, and it was by historian Dana Ramey Berry. And the show was For Their Pound of Flesh. It was a book and some research she had done. I can tell you that was a show that had my heart beating so heavy, because when you hear someone has done this research and they talk about the birth to the grave, your body had a price on it. This was a very, very difficult show. And then I've had, you know, several what I would consider my repeat Jeannie Buds. I've had Char McCargo Barr and Robin Smith and Antoinette Harrell. They've come on. And Alvin Blakes, if you all know about me and Civil War Pension Files, I was so excited to have Alvin Blakes come on. And Marvin Jones talk about their Civil War ancestors, and Benny McRae talk about Civil War. All of, and you know, it's just so many, as I said, so many shows. And then one show, and it was about a beloved teacher, Yvonne Bush, that I had Leonard Smith, who's a documentarian from Louisiana. We went to the same high school. And he came on to talk about why he created this award-winning documentary on this beloved teacher. And then he turned around and he then developed an award-winning film about our community in New Orleans entitled A Place Called Desire. And so many, you know, wonderful things have happened as I've talked to people over the years. I'm just excited. I'm excited to say that each of the guests have left a legacy. Because they now have something that they can turn around and share with their family members. Some family members who probably wonder, why are you involved in this genealogy? And once they have heard a family member on the radio share that love and that passion, it's something to make them proud and to make their family members proud, to make people in the community, in the genealogy community. So, you know, that's what it's all about. When you talk about memorable, that was hard
it
to answer.
It sounds like it.
But I gave you your answer.
Hey,
Sharkana,
I think she gave us more than two or three. What do you think?
I think so. I think so. And it's awesome memories and absolutely a great legacy. That's a great answer.
Thank you. Okay, Bernice,
you're welcome.
My turn for a few questions.
Okay.
Please share with us about the books you have written.
Okay, the name of the book is Tracing Their Steps. And this is a memoir, and this memoir is really about me beginning with some information that was passed down to me from my grandmother, Mabeki. And my grandmother told me that her granddaddy, Peter Clark, she gave me his name, owned a lot of land in Maurepas, Louisiana. So with that information, that owning a lot of land, she also told me her grandmother's name, which was Rebecca Youngblood. And so I decided I was going to find this land. And so Tracing Their Steps, the book that I wrote, really will take the reader on a journey with me. so that the reader can understand what it takes to try to find and verify oral history. So that's what the book is about.
Thank you for sharing. And I have read that book, and it's an excellent book. And as I've shared with you, you really do take us on a journey. I felt like I was at every stop, every library, every place that you went, I felt like I was there. So excellent read if you haven't read it. Our next question for our listeners and for you to answer and share with them is, why is history and genealogy important to you?
Why is it important to me? Well, first of all, context has a lot to do with everything that we're doing in genealogy. And so I'm going to give you a quote, and this is a quote from my cousin-in-law, Harris Bailey Jr. And he would say often, genealogy without history equals incomplete. So that when you are searching for your ancestors, but you don't have the context to understand what was it like where they were living, what was going on in the community, in the family, if you can't put history in that context of everything else that involved your ancestors, it's incomplete. You want to tell the full story, and it is a story. It's not just the names. It's what did they do? What was life like for them? Where did they work? Did they go to school? What kind of school did they go to? Who was the president at that time? Politically, what was going on in the community? All of that represents context of your ancestors. And some of us, we understand that some of our ancestors were enslaved. Where were they enslaved? Who enslaved them? What was it like for them? It's all about context and putting it together. It's a full package when you talk about genealogy.
That's awesome. Thank you. And we share that all the time about how important genealogy and historical context, how they go together hand in hand, and it makes a huge difference. Our next question, Bernice, is what is next for Bernice Bennett?
Oh, now that I'm not doing Blog Talk Radio, there's always something.
Yes.
There's always something next for Bernice Bennett. So my focus, and for those who have been paying attention, my focus right now is on the descendants of Black homesteaders sharing their stories. First of all, finding out that their ancestors owned land, and that land was acquired under the Homestead Act of 1862. And once they have identified that their ancestors owned land, then writing the story. But not just writing the story, but then submitting that story for publication on the Homestead Historical National Park Service site. And I can tell you to date, I have received 28 stories of descendants of homesteaders. We're talking about Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi, Michigan, Kansas, Arkansas, and more stories on the way, and Nebraska. I can't stop Nebraska. And I want you to understand that there has been a Black homesteader project, and this is through the Great Plains. But we really haven't had the descendants of Black homesteaders out of the South and the West to come out and tell their stories. And so I am excited. I celebrate. Every time I get a story, I celebrate. I put it on the Facebook page. By the way, there is a Facebook page called Descendants of African American Homesteaders. And we're talking about descendants that may have gotten, I mean, not descendants, but the homesteader may have obtained or acquired over 160 acres of land. Can you imagine what kind of feat that was just to be able to do that? I mean, it's amazing. And I just feel that we must celebrate that. And we must find those homesteaders and tell those stories. Can you imagine finding that story and your chest sticking out just a little bit and your head shooting up a little taller? Because your ancestors went through something to get that land. And we shouldn't forget that. Tell that story. So that's one of the big things that I'm working on right now. Also, I'm heading to Nebraska. I'm going to be speaking. I have three events that I'm speaking at in Nebraska week after next. And it's also with the National Park Service because I'm there to talk about Black homesteaders and why it's important for us to tell our story. I do plan to continue to mentor others, as well as continue to retrieve records for folks from the National Archives. Now, of course, that takes a lot of time, but it's something that I enjoy doing. And then continue to delve into my DNA matches. I got cousins coming from everywhere, and so that's part of what I'm doing. And I will be writing another book. That's awesome. And at first I said it was going to be out in December, but I think this new book will come out sometimes in 2022.
Wow, that is awesome. We are so proud of everything that you have done, that you're doing, and we're excited, and we know that there's more that's going to be coming from you. You spoke about mentoring, and I am truly thankful for that, and I'll talk about that a little bit later, and Sharakana as well. Bernice, as you have asked all of your guests, we are now asking you, what are some parting words for our listeners?
Okay, Bernice and her parting words. Let me see. What do I want to tell people? Well, the first thing is definitely do not give up. Don't give up. Understand that your ancestors are out there. They may not give you all the hints that you need right now, but believe me, they are out there. Don't give up. Keep looking. Document what you're finding, write it down, tell your story, and you can tell it in a lot of different ways. You don't have to write a book, but you certainly can blog it. You can do a podcast. You can do a documentary. But whatever you do, share what you're getting out of your research with others. And so that's kind of my parting words. And I certainly want to just say to you, Janice and Sharakana, keep up the speak on it. I'm excited for you. I think that you will find that there are so many wonderful people out there for you to interview. I know over the last 10 years, I feel that my life has been made just richer just because I've had the opportunity to talk to so many wonderful and exciting people. And everyone, every guest was a special guest as far as I was concerned. And I still feel that way today.
That is awesome. Aww. And I was excited to actually be one of your guests. And that was an amazing, amazing opportunity. And I'm sure that everyone that has been on the show have the same experience. I know it was just a blessing to me. Sharakana?
I just want to say thank you so much for the words of encouragement. It really means a lot, you know, in doing this interview, your pearls of wisdom that you're sharing with us and the listeners, I'm taking that all in. I appreciate that. And it's just, you know, really, really cool to have you as our first guest. And a privilege to have you and to listen to your journey and your genealogy story and your path to Blog Talk Radio. I love your cousin-in-law's quote, genealogy without history is incomplete. So I'll definitely be using that with credit, of course. And, you know, we look forward to to your future, you know, project and the book coming out in 2022. So thank you again. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Bernice, thank you for being our first guest and for this opportunity to continue sharing history and genealogy-related content with our listeners. We look forward to having our listeners join us next week for Speak On It, History and Genealogy Conversations with Janice Gilliard and Sharicana Feliciano. Thank you all for joining us, and have an amazing evening.